Hey, good morning.
What's happening?
it's a wonderful Monday morning.
Yeah. Somebody said, "Oh, it's a holiday," and I went,
"It is."
I'm like, I'm an entrepreneur. What do I know about holidays? You know, I know absolutely nothing about a holiday. Are you in a restaurant?
No, I am in the country's first residential esports arena in Las Vegas.
Wait, what? Where are you? What? I may have you get up and give me a tour. You're where?
I am in the very first in the country residential esports arena, and it's in Las Vegas.
Okay, so what's an esports arena? Why didn't I know about it, and when can I come over?
I invited you over last week.
You did. I was working on this. Come on.
So this is an esports arena that was built by the same company that built the Luxor esports arena, but it is about 500 feet from my apartment.
Wow. And it looks like it's already set up for social distancing.
It's set up for social distancing. We've got the partitions in between. We even have some old style arcade games. We've got Pac-Man. We've got Dance Dance Revolution. We got a pinball machine. We've even got it's not foosball. It's Vegas Golden Knights and San Jose Sharks foosball hockey.
Yeah, I'm coming over. I'm coming over this week. This is over this week. I'm definitely coming over. That's going to be a blast. Okay, so we got to get into, because we got completely distracted, and I don't know what your time is. If you got a few extra minutes, or we got to be done on time.
I got all the time in the world for you, girl.
Oh, awesome. Because our next guest is not coming. So you and I will dig in a little bit. Ooh. Let's talk about your history in this town, because I met you. God, 15, 20 years ago, something like that. When did you get here?
I moved to Las Vegas. I started coming to Las Vegas regularly in 2010.
Okay. So about 10 years ago. Okay.
Like, I guess regularly in 2009, but I bought a house here in 2010 and I started commuting from Silicon Valley for about a year and a half. And then I decided, you know what? I love it here. Let's just move here.
You are a networking creative genius. I remember years ago, you told me, girl, talk to a restaurant, get them to give the meals, and then bring people over and do a networking mixer. And I thought, who does that? And you had been doing that for years by then. Where did you come up with that idea?
I've been doing events for all sorts of a long time. And this is a public area, so we have a little bit of background noise.
No, that's fine. Hey, you're in an esports arena. It should be public and it should be noise. We don't get noise anymore. Everybody's locked in a room for COVID.
I actually had to unplug. I had to unplug the Dance Dance Revolution because it was making too much noise. events have been a part of my life for a very, very long time, but I've always done them for other companies and other events. And with acquiring Q Vegas magazine in 2012, I had to get into the event scene. We would do events all over town at different social places, different restaurants. And then about a year into it, I brought on my business partner, Garrett Padiani, who is actually at another event right now. He's down in LA with Reverie, which is doing a huge QueerX event for different films and getting out the vote. Last night they had J-Lo, they had Vice President Biden. Wow. So a lot going on. We're doing double duty this weekend.
I hope he's interviewing people while he's down there. I'm going to talk to him.
So we do events with the magazine. We ran Revo Nightclub for a year and a half at the Mirage. And I'm also the executive director of the local LGBT Chamber of Commerce. So we do monthly lunches. We've been social distancing and doing remote events since March. Wednesday, we have a great opportunity for any LGBT and progressive voter in the state. We have a live Zoom with State Senator David Parks and Las Vegas Spectrum publisher Rob Schlegel, who also publishes the Nevada Impact. They're going to be going over the LGBT and progressive voter guide.
So how do they find that? How do they find more information?
Right now, they go to the Lambda Business Association page on Facebook. I just posted the information right now. It'll be up on our website later this afternoon, and it's going out in our email blast to our mailing list.
So how does a social guy like you, who, you know, you're networking, you're out there, you know everybody in the community, how are you dealing with this thing called COVID, you know?
I'm actually an introvert.
What?
So I'm dealing with it exceptionally well.
I've known you for 10 years and didn't know you were an introvert. Okay.
I learned a new word about 2 years ago called ambivert.
Okay.
And I believe I'm more of an ambivert because I'm an introvert by nature and an extrovert when I have to be.
That's me. That's me. As dark as it is behind me, I could be this way without this big light in front of me and just have my computers going and never leave the room until, you know, one of the family members, usually my youngest, says, you know, she calls me senior. And she says, I call her junior. And she says, senior, come downstairs. Senior, come be social, blah, blah, blah. Because I can lock myself in a cave like that and never come out. So I totally can relate. So let's talk about your business and what you do. Because you have been in the business of publishing for quite some time now. But now you're doing something new. What are you doing over there?
We're always doing something new.
I know. I know.
So when I say I've been involved with publishing a very long time, it's been a really long time. I've been doing some sort of publishing back since the late 1980s. It's only until I bought a magazine that I understood the entire full cycle of what publishing meant. And when Facebook and Google advertising hit, we started to see a dramatic shift away from traditional advertising dollars. Google and Facebook now control 80% of all advertising dollars in the world.
Wow. And I did not know that.
And that has been a detriment to a lot of print publications primarily, but even television has been seeing the squeeze on their advertising revenue. So we're constantly looking at ways to reinvent ourselves and come up with new ways of getting content out to our users. When COVID hit, one of the things we've been working on was something called QLife Stream. This is our live streaming service that we are, we've got one show published now called Queerality. And we're looking for people to contribute, to come on, create their own shows, and we become the distribution platform for them. Mm-hmm. But the other thing that we did was we invested in our own digital press. And this has changed the entire business dynamic of how we work. Mm-hmm. In a traditional print environment, you have to print a certain number of issues in order to have enough quantity for advertisers to be interested and to satisfy your distribution. Prior to COVID, we were printing 10,000 copies a quarter and distributing those everywhere between Las Vegas, Southern California, Phoenix. We even got a few up into San Jose on occasion. With COVID hitting, advertising basically shut down. Contracts were canceled. No one wanted to advertise. And because of we're a free publication that is primarily distributed in the LGBT bars, we lost our distribution as well. So even if we had advertisers and could print, there was no place to put them.
Yeah.
So we took about 4 months to really rethink everything about our business. And the number one thing that came back to us was if we bought our own printer, we would now have complete control of the end-to-end process and reduce our overall cost because now we're not paying a third party to print our media. We're printing it ourselves. And because we don't know what that that advertising environment looks like yet, we're able to meter out and meet the distribution demands at a cost that we can afford based on advertising revenue that comes in.
But you didn't buy, you didn't go out and buy an HP or a dot, what is a DeskJet printer? You're not stapling things on the printer. You have a system. Come on, man. Share the system.
This is an industrial size printer. It's about 15 feet long, and it is able to print one copy of our magazine in about 24 seconds. That is printed, scored, stapled, folded, and trimmed all in one operation.
So what does that do for your market? You know, are you going up against the big presses with this, or are you going after more, you know, custom personalized type prints? What does that do for the market?
Right now it's out. We're using it for ourselves. Mm-hmm. So we're able to print just the amount that we need to meet our distribution demands. But what's so unique about what we're able to do now is, instead of charging $1,500 for a full page ad for a 10,000 print run, mm-hmm. we're now charging $90 for every 1,000 copies we print.
Why don't I have an ad in your magazine? Why don't I know this?
And think about what that does. Think about that dynamic. Mm-hmm. You now have the ability to purchase, as a small business owner, you can purchase a full page ad in a magazine size format mm-hmm. for $90 and get that out to 1,000 people guaranteed, because we only print enough to satisfy immediate distribution needs. That means we have 100% pickup. So every ad you buy is going to be seen by someone.
And 100% view.
Because people 100% pickup. So, and that scales as you want. In fact, we're calling it Q-Life Elastic Advertising because it stretches to fit your marketing budget.
See, that's what I say. You're a marketing genius, because who would have thought of that name other than you and Gary? I mean, I could have came up with 50 names. I'd have never came up with that. So, and I know that you are also on our summit, and yes. Thank you so much for coming in for that. And we, just so you know, we pushed our summit back to the 16th and through the 18th of November, simply because there were so many other people doing the summits on the same day we had. And I'm actually a guest on a few of those, and I didn't want to compete with them. So I was like, let me just move out of the way and let them go. And then we'll send ours out. So ours is just moved back a little bit. But if somebody is looking to publish their own newsletter, their own magazine, as they're not in Vegas, can they still contact you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. We're still learning quite a bit about how to best utilize the printer. And we do have the capacity to take on additional work and additional publications. So if someone wants to print on our printer, we have that capability. We're still working out what the pricing looks like, what our capacity is, because we can only print so much in a 24-hour period.
Right.
We have to be very careful what we promise to our clients.
Okay.
So it's, I mean, I wouldn't mind buying a second or a third printer if things go well. But we're also, this is so cool. We're looking at, we now have the ability to purchase through our own software. We can purchase postage, and we're working on a way to wrap the magazine as it comes off the press with the shipping label that has prepaid postage on it, so that if you have a subscription model, as things come off the press, it's already stamped and addressed, and you just drop it at the post office.
So you're drop shipping as well? Are you drop shipping for your clients as well? That, wow. So all I got to do is come up with the creatives and then give it to you and done.
Yep.
What formats do you have to have it in?
Right now, the easiest format for us to deal with is InDesign.
Okay.
So we take the raw InDesign files, because there's a way that if we use InDesign, it's calibrated to the printer and can actually do all of the necessary formatting to lay out the page. Because when you really think about what a book, like a magazine, looks like, when you design it, you're designing one, page one, page two, page three, page four, page five, page six. Mm-hmm. If I have a 28 page magazine, that's 7 sheets of paper. Mm-hmm. Because I have 4 areas that get printed as part of the fold. Mm-hmm. So page one and page 28 are one side of one sheet of paper. Page two and 27 are the second side.
Yep.
So being able to use InDesign to print directly to the printer allows us to take advantage of some of what InDesign does as far as the calculation on what that does.
So as a small business or a solopreneur, an entrepreneur, they have a great idea for a magazine they've always wanted to do. And they're going, you know, I've talked to printers. They told me I have to do X number of run in order to even get it here. I have to have so many pages. I got to give them so much of a guarantee. I got to do all of that. Do you have minimums and maximums?
So the reason that traditional printers have those guarantees is because they're using what's called a plating system. Mm-hmm. And there's actually a hard physical cost involved in etching the plates for the different colors for the press. Because every color press has at least four colors, cyan, magenta, yellow, and black. Mm-hmm. That means at least 4 plates per what's called a signature. And so there's a hard cost to get up and running. And to be able to do one of those is quite expensive. In fact, if I ordered 1,000 or 5,000 or 10,000 or 20,000 copies, those presses run so fast, mm-hmm, that there's always going to be extra printed. But there's also a period as you're starting to print where you have complete waste.
Yeah.
So your first 20, 30, 40 copies might get thrown away because they're still balancing the ink levels. And the last 100 or so might be coming off the press so fast, they just naturally run over. So that's why they have minimums and they have staggered break-even points based on paper cost. We have none of that.
We
can print one copy.
Stop. You're telling me that if I want to create Tego the magazine and just put all my friends in, like what I'm doing right now with this live stream, if I want to put all my friends in and just do bios of them and I can print one?
Yep.
You and I have to talk, because that's
in fact,
just too much.
Think about this. With COVID and so many other magazines having gone all digital during this period, their production processes haven't changed. They're still doing their InDesign layouts. They're doing their flip books. They're uploading them to their website. But what if you need an archived print version? Now we can just print one for you. Or in your case, if you wanted to do a magazine that was 30 people that have been on your different panel, you could print 30 copies and give everyone a commemorative edition.
Okay, before all you guys that are guests come on and start calling me, I'm working on it. Because I know they're going, yeah, Tego, let's do that. Look.
Yeah, Tego, let's do that. We can form where they can fill it out. They can buy their own postage and we'll ship it to them.
See? Now, and somewhere in the background going, what? We're doing what? See, you're going to get me in trouble. You're going to get me in trouble because my brain is already designing it, which brings up my next question. What if someone has a great idea? I happen to, you know, I've been in publishing, you know that, for 20 years or so. So I know InDesign backwards and forwards. That's easy. But what if it's someone who doesn't, that they just have a great idea of a design for a publication, do you guys design, or would they have to like outsource it to get it designed?
We are too busy to design.
Okay.
If things change over the next couple of weeks, and if stimulus packages don't improve, we may change our minds on that. But right now we've got so many projects going on, we don't do the design. We will create an InDesign template for you mm-hmm. that we know is compatible with our printer. But in most cases, we can work with any InDesign. What I love right now is, number one, there's a lot of graphic designers out of work.
Yeah.
So if you have an idea, there's a ton of opportunity out there to find a graphic designer that is hungry and needs some additional work. When things are prosperous, it's also a great idea if you're looking for additional resources to contact one of the local art institutes or colleges that have graphic design programs. Student interns are wonderful at some of this, and they can also often bring some of the greatest, vibrant, new, fresh ideas too.
Yeah, and they're looking for the credits so that when they go for a job, they can show projects that they have actually did outside of class. Because I remember that when I was going through computer programming and went through graphics and all that kind of stuff, it was like people wanted, oh yeah, that's your school project, but what have you done, you know, with a company? So exactly. That's a great way to do that. And then we have Sophia. She's a part of our inner circle. So if you need outsourcing, she can find you anybody that you need to get to do that job too. Now, my question I have is, one, how do they find you? And two, is it only magazines?
So the best way to reach me is russ@livepublisher.com. There's any number of other ways to reach me. You can find me on social. You can go to QLifeMedia.com. You can go to QLife Media on Facebook. You can reach Russ and Garrett any number of ways. We're pretty easy to get a hold of. We don't just do magazine printing. We're not advertising that we are doing printing. We work with another company that can do some of that other volume printing. Mm-hmm. If we're doing other types of printing than magazine or people that we know, it's typically the nonprofits that we work with.
So let's give them your website again. And yeah, if you're in Vegas and you're part of Russ's circle, get within 100 miles of Russ's circle, you can pretty much ask anybody where you find Russ White. We all know him. He's out there. He's always networking. He's always meeting people. And what's cool is you always share. Because whenever I talk with you, whenever I see you, you always say, hey, have you talked to this person? Have you met this organization? Have you been a part of that? And you're really great at sharing. And sometimes people forget that. You know, they're so worried that they're going to lose their contacts and they keep everything so tightly to themselves. But you make sure that we all feel welcome at your events. And whenever you're doing anything, you say, well, let me think of what I can do or who I can bring or what we can say. So I want to thank you publicly for all that you do here in Las Vegas and across the globe, because I truly appreciate that. And I know you work hard, brother. I know you do. And you're out there all the time. So how do they find you?
QLifeMedia.com is our LGBT publication. LivePublisher.com is the software that we're building for building websites and other online publications. And the CharityGurus.com is our nonprofit that helps other nonprofits with technology marketing and fundraising.
I thank you, sir, for coming and hanging out a few minutes longer than we planned, but I always enjoy talking with you. And yes, I'm coming over this week because you're just having too much fun without me. Oh, you're going to show it off again.
Yeah.
Just rude and just disrespectful. But I love you, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All righty. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.